Excuse me, miss. The library is about to close. Oh, whoops. Sorry. I didn't mean to scare you there. I know how it is when you get super into a good book and the world just melts away. I was coming by to let you know that the library is closing in another 5 minutes. I made an announcement over the loudspeaker. Judging by how you jumped when you heard my voice, something told me you were a little too into your book. What were you reading? What do you mean it's nothing? It's clearly something that was really interesting. It was so good that you couldn't put it down and you weren't paying attention to your surroundings. I'm a librarian. If a book is that amazing, you have to share the title. It's the rules. I think I know the rules of the library that I work at. You might come in once a week, but I spend 5 days a week here. Do I recognize you? Of course I recognize you, miss. You come in here once a week. Typically, you come in through the front door, wave hi to front desk, get some snacks at the table, and then you go downstairs to the adult area and spend a few hours reading. Normally, you're gone by this time, which is why I was surprised to find you down here. Quite frankly, I thought I was alone in the building. I'm just grateful I didn't end up accidentally locking you in here overnight. Since you come here once a week, will you please tell your friendly neighborhood librarian what book you were reading? Oh, come on! The more you try to hide it, the more I want to know. Standing there, getting all flustered. If you tell me the title, I'll check you out so that you can take it home with you. I don't mind waiting an extra 5 minutes if it means I get to know what the most beautiful regular is reading. The chances that I would be able to guess it out of all of these books is slim to none. There are thousands of books in this place. I'm sure whichever one you picked was a wonderful option. Plus, if you really are that nervous, remember, I have a say in all the books that we buy. Who knows? It could be one of the books that I personally picked out. If you found it here, that means that someone in this building bought it. What book could you be reading that's so embarrassing that you don't want to say it out loud? Is it like Twilight or... Hey, I'm not shitting on Twilight. I'm a huge fan of that series. I read the books, watched the movies. I was even Team Edward. I was just wondering if that is why you were so embarrassed. You just don't want to admit that you're enjoying a badly written series for teenagers. If that was the case, I was going to let you know that it's one of my guilty pleasures too. I love a good bad book. Same with movies. Something doesn't have to be good for me to have fun with it. So, if the book wasn't Twilight, what was it? I promise I won't judge. It can't be that bad. Oh, that's it? I thought it was going to be something weird, I'll be honest. That's just a romance book. Nothing wrong with that. I'm half the reason we've grown our romance section to the size it is. Why would you try to hide something like that from me? I don't think it's weird. I think it's a pretty normal thing. Some women like to watch porn, others like to listen. Some prefer to read it. Maybe if you were reading one of the more insane ones out there, I would care, but you're not. You're reading a pretty popular one, if I'm being honest. You're not the first woman I've seen reading that book, and you are definitely not the last one. If you want to take the book home and spend a little bit more time with it, it would be super easy to walk back upstairs and check you out. Back pressed against the wall, my knee between your thighs. You don't really want to keep reading the book, do you? Looking directly into my eyes as we breathe the same air. I don't think I've gotten the chance to admire how beautiful you are up close. Breathtaking eyes, an amazing nose, the most kissable lips I've ever seen. Nothing like this ever happened in your books, did it? Spending too much time escaping the world and reading books when there was someone on the outside who was watching, waiting for the right moment. You're fucking gorgeous, miss. Would you mind if I took a taste? You don't know how long I've imagined that. If I'm being honest, I would always dress a little nicer on the days I thought you might come in. Just on the off chance I would have an opportunity like this. One taste wasn't enough, though. I definitely need more. That's more like it. You can touch me wherever you want. I don't mind. I want it. I love how your hands feel on me, letting out a happy sound as you squeeze my ass. I have wanted you for so fucking long. I didn't think I would ever get this moment with you, miss. It's so much better than I ever thought. Turns out you're even better than I imagined. Let me take a moment to savor it, sweetheart. Someone is certainly eager, isn't she? Then you won't mind if I start to undress you? It's okay if you're shy, sweetheart. I don't mind. Is there a reason you don't want to get undressed, or are you just feeling a little nervous? You're trans. Okay. Is that supposed to make me not want to sleep with you or something? Sweetheart, I'm attracted to women. What I see in front of me is a woman. Completely and totally. I've never doubted it for even a second. If you didn't have that femininity, I wouldn't be attracted to you. You're the most stunning woman I have ever had the pleasure of looking at. It took me weeks to build up the courage to even talk to you. This was the perfect excuse I needed. I still want you, miss. Do you still want me? Then it seems that you're worrying over nothing. Again, is that something you do often? Then let's see if I am up for the challenge of taking you out of it. Why don't you undress and lay down on the floor for me? I finally have my chance with you, and I'm not going to mess it up. Oh, that's it. Take everything off and lay on your back for me. It's not too hard, is it? When I first started here, I made sure the rugs were extra soft. It was supposed to be for people who prefer to read on the floor, but it also works out well for situations like this. Eagerly climbing on top and straddling your hips, you finally feel how wet I am. Your cock is so pretty, sweetheart. Standing so proudly against the rest of your body, nipples hardening against the cold air. You were probably just going to take care of this when you got home, weren't you? But that's not as much fun. You were reading such a naughty book. Could probably feel your cock hardening with every word you read. Thinking about how filthy you were being. Reading smut in public like that. Tisk, tisk, tisk. You just couldn't help yourself. And now you're in this position. Naked on your back while the nerdy librarian repositions herself. Hovering right above your cock. If you want me to ride you, then you're going to have to ask for it. I want you to use your words, miss. Tell me what you want. Good girl. That's what I like to hear. Yeah, that's it. Not going to go too fast. Not at first, at least. Gotta get used to you, sweetheart. How good you feel inside me. Slowly filling me up as I swallow more and more of your cock. Didn't know you would feel anything like this. It's nice. You feel so much better than what my fingers could provide. Then again, I'm always going to want to ride a sexy woman like you. Do you have any idea how fucking hot you are? How amazing you feel inside me? Just watch my cunt as I lift up and down, easily taking every inch. Keep your eyes on me, sweetheart. I'm the show. Nothing else is going to be as interesting as me. Stay focused on what's important. Oh, there you are, looking up at me as you watch my boobs jiggle with the rhythm my hips set. Your hands reach out to grab onto me, to help me, guide me, make us both feel good. That's it. What a good girl you are, letting me feel good like this. You're not going to be greedy, are you? No, not when you're starting to feel good. Don't worry about keeping your voice down, miss. It's just the two of us here. I locked the doors before I came down. When I joked about locking you in here, it was only a half lie. If I hadn't checked, you might have actually gotten stuck. Good thing I looked down here to find you reading your filthy little book. Otherwise, you would be at home taking care of yourself. Your hands feel good, but it doesn't feel as nice as my pussy, does it? How good it. Dyed, wet heat enveloping your cock, clenching around you as I try to keep you inside for as long as I can. I just love how you fill me up, pressing against my G-spot with every grind of my hips against yours. You make me feel so fucking good, sweetheart. Don't stop. Love how your cock feels so much. I wanna come with you inside me. Want you to fill me up. Can you handle that, miss? Listen to you. You sound so good, getting closer as my hips continue to work you, bouncing up and down on your cock so easily. It's such a delicate thing, isn't it? So sensitive to the lightest touch, can't help but buck up into me. It's all right. It feels good to keep going. Arching into my hands as I reach out, playing with your nipples, one hand lightly twisting, the other simply pulling. The hands alternate between the motions as my hips continue to bounce up and down, working the both of us closer to the edge. You're taking it so well. No better than to be greedy, to start asking for more. You take what you're given and are happy for it. Oh, you love how my pussy feels around you, swallowing inch after inch, making sure you feel good too. Can't help the sound you make as I squeeze around you, never wanting to let you go. You feel too good, miss. It's going to be hard for me to come down here tomorrow and not think of this. I'm going to get wet simply looking down the aisle, seeing where I rode you. Are you going to be a good girl and come back to visit me? You're making me so happy, sweetheart. Don't even have to try. You just do it by being yourself. Everything I imagined and somehow better. Your moans get louder as my hands continue to deftly play with your chest, teasing your tits. Your pleasure only grows. bucking underneath me. You start to squirm. It's not that you don't want me to keep touching you. It's that it's starting to feel like too much. Trying to rock away from my bounties, but also grind into them. Your body isn't sure what it needs. It's all right, miss. That's why I'm here. I know what you need. I've got you. I'll take care of you. My hips are doing all the hard work. All you have to do is lay back and take it. Too fucking pretty to do any of the real work, so you just keep feeling good. Moaning as my cunt clenches around you. You feel your cock twitch. Get a bit closer to the edge. Oh, right there, yeah. Yeah, that's the spot. You feel so good inside me. All you have to do is show me what a good girl you are and come with me. Wanna come with you inside me? Wanna feel you pumping me full of cum, miss? You're a good girl and you're going to give it to me, aren't you? Don't disappoint me. Not when we're both so close. Didn't think you would feel so good. Make me fall apart so quickly, but here we are. Can't get over that a sexy woman like yourself would be so eager to have a nerdy librarian like me. But I'm not going to complain. Not with how your hands are touching me, holding on to my hips, squeezing my ass. My own hands continue to play with your tits, teasing your nipples, blending the pain with the pleasure so seamlessly. It only makes you feel better, pushes you closer to the edge. It's almost enough to make you come, but you're missing something. You need a little something more to make you let go, don't you? Feeling my cunt clamp around you, my hips rocking back and forth, squeezing your cock as tightly as possible. The attention to your chest dies down as I focus all my efforts on grinding my clit against you. My whole working the both of us. I can't get enough of this pussy. Can you? Oh. Just listen to you. So excited to feel your cock inside me. Unable to get enough of it. You just love my cunt so much. Just like I love your cock. So eager to let go. So desperate to show me that you're a good girl. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there. That's it. That's the spot. Feels so good. I can't really think. Just getting closer as I bounce up and down. Oh, you sound heavenly, miss. Don't even know how your voice is able to sound so sexy when you're wrecked like this. Didn't think reading a filthy book would ever lead you to here. You're going to fill me up like a good girl. Make me come on your pretty cock. I'm so fucking close, sweetheart. I want you to get right to the edge. Right with me. I know you can do it. I know you want to, so come on. Come on, miss. My pussy squeezing around your cock again. You twitching inside me. You don't have to hold back anymore. Let go, sweetheart. Fill me up. Come inside me. That's what every good girl does. They come inside. So be a good girl and fill me up. Come on. Hmm. Do you think you're going to come back tomorrow to see me? You can't blame a girl for asking. I haven't felt this kind of a spark in God knows how long. Kinda sorta maybe realizing right now that the little crush I was harboring on you, yeah, that might have been a bit more than a crush. But I guess it doesn't matter. Not anymore. You had fun with me, didn't you? Then, would you maybe like to go on a real official date? Yeah, of course I'm being serious. I like you, sweetheart. You like to read, which is something that is very important to me. And before you say anything, I don't care if you only read romance books or whatever. As long as you're reading something, then I won't feel so bad when I ignore everything and get lost in a book. I like how you make me laugh, and I really would love to know more about you. I want to know what you do for work and what your favorite food is and what's your favorite color. I think that means I want to take you on a proper date, right? So you're agreeing. You'll go out on a date with me, right? You just made my night, miss. You have no idea how long it took me to work up the courage to say that. I was planning on asking you out in another month or two, but when opportunity presents itself, sometimes you just have to take it. I don't know if I would have been able to handle another few months of not being able to touch you like this. You're even better than I imagined. How about I pick you up tomorrow at 8? Perfect. It's a date.